Hello, and welcome to Travel Fun. My name is Mary Beth Clementi, and I'm the host of this talk show on travel. And I am going local, or at least regional, this week. I have Ronnie Palomar in the studio, and she is the director of the Sheridan Opera House, our historic gem that we have here in Telluride. And we are going to first be chatting about the history of the Opera House. And we are then going to talk about one of my favorite events. And that is the plein air festival that takes place in Telluride. And it's the Sheridan Opera House that hosts this. It has been going on for 7 years, I believe, at this point. And great news! This festival is traveling to Aspen this year as well. So it's going to hit Telluride, then Aspen. And this is all thanks to the Sheridan Opera House here in Telluride. I would like to welcome Ronnie Palomar to Travel Fun. Ronnie, great to have you here.
Well, thanks for having me, Mary Beth. I appreciate it.
Let's first talk about this jewel box of a theater that we are so privileged to have here in Telluride.
Okay. Well, I'm a person of many words, so stop me when I say too much about the historic Sheridan Opera House, because it's my love and a lot of the love of locals. It was built in 1913 and was a vaudeville theater, and the likes of Sarah Bernhardt and Lillian Gish performed on our small stage. Our stage is only 10 feet by 20 feet, by the way. I think one of the smallest stages, in the nation, you know, for a small historic theater. It has a beautiful hand-painted oleo curtain, Venetian scene, painted in the early 1920s. And now I'm proud to say that we've spent the last 10 years renovating this jewel of Telluride, and it has replication of its historic stencils. And home of wonderful concerts and festivals, the film festival, to name one, the Blues and Brews Festival. All the festivals in town at some point in time have their entertainers on our stage.
And I think tracing back the history a little bit, I think it's important to bring to people's attention how Telluride was just such a happening place toward the latter part of the 19th century and in through the early part of the 20th century due to the mining and the wealth of the town. So, of course, these people that were visiting Telluride and also even living and working here, they wanted world-class entertainment.
Yes, they did. And the vision of Mr. Segerberg, the builder in early 1912, was to build a lavish theater that was connected to the lavish hotel in town, that they could provide vaudeville theater, they could provide movies, high-end entertainment. So yes, it was quite the place to be during that time.
And I think, you know, if anybody is visiting Telluride, they should try to attend an event at the Opera House. And if not, isn't it possible sometimes to just peek in the door?
Yes, it is. We're on the walking tour. And periodically, we will have people and groups come by and check in. But anytime it's open, we're open pretty much 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and, of course, weekends when we have events. And please stop by at any time and view the theater.
Who are some of the illustrious entertainers that have been there of late?
Well, we've had so many entertainers through the festivals and entertainers that we've brought. A couple of things that come to mind since I've been the director is I can remember Jackson Browne performing once for our Wild West Festival, and James Taylor was in town, and he just gets up on out of the audience and comes on stage and performs with them. Special performances like that happen a lot in our little theater. Of course, we have people like John Prine that performed on our stage, David Crosby, Crosby, Stills, and Nash performed. We've had Three Dog Night, Los Lobos, wonderful entertainers that just love to come to Telluride. You know, we tend to receive a lot of the headliners that come to the festivals also like to perform on our stage.
And that the Sheridan Opera House is quite small. What is the occupation, the number of seats, the occupancy?
The capacity is 238 seats. 200, seated.
So there's not a bad seat in the
No,
house.
There's not. I think there's two seats that have a little bit of obstruction of view, but when they built the opera house, it has no pillars blocking the view. The balcony hangs from the trusses in the ceiling, which is very unusual construction. And pretty much when we take the seats out at times for the festivals, the capacity is still only 265.
Okay, and the website is SheridanOperaHouse.com. You can go there, learn more about the history of this wonderful landmark here in Telluride, and also find out about all the many events that happen year-round, SheridanOperaHouse.com. Ronnie, let's shift gears a little and talk about the plein air.
Okay.
Taking things outside. And the Opera House has been involved with the plein air festival in Telluride for how many years now?
This will be our seventh year.
Seventh year. What is plein air? Or should I say plein air painting?
Well, plein air artists are artists that actually paint out of doors, on site, and they're not considered gallery pieces. That, you know, they don't sit and work on them for days in and out. They work on them briefly and complete them in a short period of time. When our plein air artists arrive in Telluride, they paint for 5 days, and most of these artists produce anywhere from 8 to 12 paintings of in and around Telluride, and they're quite talented. And it's just amazing to watch the quality of the work that they can produce in such a short period of time.
And I think the origin of plein air, of course, I have to get in on this because plein air is a French term, and
yes.
I believe a lot of it started in France during the 19th century, and plein air means open air.
Open air, yes.
Open air. And there was also a quickness to it, as what
exactly.
You're talking about, because the light would change constantly. So people had to work fast.
They worked quickly, but also they could begin a piece early morning hours. And then the next morning at the same time, you know, to capture that light, they would return and continue their piece. But you're right. With the light changing throughout the day, the time is limited.
You mentioned in Telluride, the artists come in. They're here for almost a week painting. I think that is one of the most fantastic aspects of this festival, is that all around town, in the outskirts of town, you see the artists set up with their easel, whether it's out in the fields or up on a cliff almost, or right in town. And you can actually go up and see them working.
Yes, you can. Some of the artists get up very early in the morning, and some artists even like to paint at night. That's, you know, the new thing is to paint some evening paintings when the sun is going down. It's difficult when we have rainy weather, because then all of our paintings will look a little bit like it's raining outside, because they capture the light so well. They love to hike. Some of our plein air artists will hike up Tomboy Road and set up there so they can get views from on top of the mountain. They're overwhelmed with our beauty here. A lot of the plein air artists travel from all over the country, but a lot of them are from California, and they're used to painting the ocean and landscapes on the West Coast, and so it's the mountains are just breathtaking for them.
How many artists typically attend the festival?
We limit our artists to 30, you know, mainly due to the size of our town. Carmel has a plein air, and they have, I think, approximately 50 artists. And we patterned our event after Sonoma plein air. It's a fairly new plein air, maybe 9 years old. And the director of the Sonoma plein air traveled here to Telluride, and I met with him, and I asked him, would this work here in our little mountain town? And he was overwhelmed again by the beauty. So he said, yes, let's bring some of our artists and try it. And it's been fairly successful over the past 7 years.
Of course, we have the perfect subject.
Yes.
The beauty, the natural beauty. And you've brought in the talent, and also you have the expertise of the Sheridan Opera House to host it. Talk a little bit about the lineup of events. Is this a one-day festival? Or
no, when the artists arrive, we have an orientation, and we give them painting locations and suggestions, and we all gather and talk about what they should paint, what people like in Telluride, you know, the waterfall, the mines, the landscapes, the funky old pickup trucks, things like such as that. And then we do a quick draw painting. That's the first event where we gather all the artists together. And that this year will be Friday, July 2nd. And they'll gather at 10:30 in the morning down Main Street, and they will paint for 90 minutes. And then those paintings will be on sale directly following the quick draw. And we have several locals involved. We have the Telluride Gallery of Fine Art and the AHA School for the Arts involved as judging this quick draw, because it is a competition, to see which artists can pretty much produce a high-end quality painting within 90 minutes. And that's been very popular. They're a little smaller in size than what they paint during the week, because they have less time. We have those on display, and that's you know, an event that will that the public can view and know that the artists will gather in one location at one time, and they can watch them paint. We have a gala artist choice event where the artists will select their favorite piece of the week, and they have those on display that evening. And this year we're expanding that. We're going to take it outside in front of the Sheridan Opera House, as well as in our gallery room, and it's going to be free and open to the public this year. All 30 pieces will be on sale via silent auction. You will come in and bid throughout the evening, and that will be their first choice of their premier paintings. And they vote amongst themselves for their favorite artist. And that winner of that evening will be represented next year in our poster and our PR and marketing for our 8th annual plein air. So it's quite prestigious, and we always have a nice 2-page spread in the Southwest Art Magazine, and they also support this event and hand out awards for our artists.
And then my favorite part of the Telluride Plein Air Festival is on 4th of July.
Yes, the sale. We have a 2-day sale. It will start this year on Saturday, July 3rd, and continue through Sunday, July 4th, and the artists will present all the paintings for the week for sale from 9 to 5 on both days. And we stop for the parade, of course, but it's such a fun event anyway, the 4th of July, and all the artists are out and about, you know, just painting, and you'll watch, they'll have demonstrations throughout the day on both of the 2-day sale.
So the dates this year for the Telluride Plein Air Festival.
The dates, the artists arrive on June 28th, the quick draws on July 2nd, and the gala is also that evening, July 2nd, and then the art sale is July 3rd and 4th.
Okay. Once again, you can find all of the information at SheridanOperaHouse.com. Okay, so now, we have to say, too, it's a fundraiser.
Yes, it is. It is a fundraiser.
Which is fantastic.
Yes.
Great cause. And you have taken this, well, I should say, in collaboration with the Wheeler Opera House in Aspen. You are also going to be putting on a plein air festival in Aspen this year. This is a big first.
Yes, it is. You know, trying to think outside the box, as our board tells us to do. The Sheridan Opera House is, as a lot of nonprofits, you know, reach their hands out constantly, and it's hard to always reach out to the local community. So we thought, well, where else can we take our talented artists, and Aspen does not have a plein air. And with my collaboration through my counterpart, Graham, at the Wheeler Opera House, we sat down and talked a year ago, and he was very interested in our event, and I asked if he would help me get it started in Aspen, and he, of course, agreed, and that's where I'm at today. I'm going to reduce the size of the first year plein air in Aspen. We'll have 15 artists instead of 30. We'll have just a one-day sale, but the event will follow Telluride. It will begin, they'll start painting on July 5th, and they will paint through the sale will be on July 10th, and we will again have a quick draw in Aspen down there, Mill Street Mall, which is their downtown Aspen area.
The center of Aspen. Great location.
And it is a great location, right adjacent to the Wheeler Opera House. And we will have a one-day sale of their paintings in Aspen. We're really looking forward to this. You know, Aspen has a larger population, and they have quite a few more events than Telluride, but at the same time, I think it's a wonderful way to expose the plein air paintings as well as expose Telluride.
Okay, so that is happening in Aspen Tuesday, July 6th through Saturday, July 10th. You can also find information about the Aspen Plein Air Festival at SheridanOperaHouse.com. And the best thing is to go to the event section. And
yes.
Then there'll be information on Telluride and Aspen. And I think the Aspenites are going to be very excited about this.
I hope so. I will be working alongside the locals of Aspen and some of the art schools there and the nonprofits, as I do here in Telluride, trying to establish partnerships. And we want to create a long-standing event, something that we can do every year in Aspen.
I think it's important to note, too, a little tidbit you told me earlier, in that when the artists arrive in Telluride, and I imagine you'll be doing the same thing in Aspen, that you actually stamp their canvases.
Yes, we do. It's not that we don't trust our artists. Of course, they're very... but we want to show that this is a plein air show, that the paintings must be painted on site during the event. So therefore, they cannot bring paintings that possibly returning artists that they painted last year or any other place in Colorado. It has to be in and around Telluride, and it has to be the year 2010. The second day of the sale, some of the artists are allowed to bring out one or two paintings from years past if they are returning artists. But, you know, the idea is to see what they can produce in those 5 to 6 days of painting here in Telluride.
And people can expect stunning mountain views, of course, and what a great event. SheridanOperaHouse.com. I have been visiting with Ronnie Palmar from Sheridan Opera House, the director, and we hope to have one of the artists on the line shortly. So stick with us, and we'll be right back. Hello, and welcome back to Travel Fun. I am still here with Ronnie Palmar, director of the Sheridan Opera House. And we made numerous attempts to get Wayne McKenzie on the line. I had promised we'd be chatting with him. He's in California. And actually, he was just out at the Carmel Plein Air Festival. And I think something has happened there. He said he was dealing with a crying baby, so maybe Wayne.
Yes, he was.
He got waylaid with that. But we are continuing our chat about plein air painting, outdoor painting, the Telluride Plein Air Festival, and now this year, the Aspen Plein Air Festival, put on in collaboration with the Wheeler Opera House, but it's really the Sheridan Opera House that is hosting the event.
Yes.
And Ronnie, let's talk about the artists, because they are such a huge part of this event. What does it take to become a plein air artist?
Well, the Telluride Plein Air show is a juried show. And the juried panel means we have five judges that, through application process, judges three images that artists will submit online. And our applications range from 85 to 150 artists applying for the Telluride Plein Air. And this year, we again selected 30. There's the top 10 sellers from last year. We personally invite back to join us again if they so choose. And all 10 top sellers are returning this year. But we do have quite a few new artists. We have 14 new artists that have never been to Telluride before. So we're quite excited about that.
Let's talk about the story of Wayne.
Okay.
Because not only is he a sweetheart of a guy, but he is very, very talented. He is also the featured artist this year for the Aspen Plein Air.
Yes, he is.
And Wayne, I have to say, I met many years ago, at least 6 years ago. Most of my listeners know I'm a ski instructor. It keeps me sane in the winter. And so is Wayne. And I have known him through Telluride Ski and Snowboard School. And all of a sudden, I think I saw him painting in the streets of Telluride one day. It must have been two, three years ago or whatever. And I saw what he was painting. I said, oh, my goodness, wow, you are so talented. I had no idea. What's his connection?
He is very talented. It's a funny story because he applied. He never came by the Opera House and introduced himself as an artist or asked about our show. He just, out of the blue, decided to apply about, I think, 3 years ago to our Telluride Plein Air. And he was accepted through the juried panel. And when I was reviewing all the artists that were accepted, I saw Telluride, Colorado, and I go, what? Wait a minute, who's from Telluride, Colorado? I thought I knew all the artists here. And I picked up the phone and I called him and I said, in so many words, who are you, Wayne? And he explained how he was a ski instructor and loved painting. And I think he was inspired by our plein air show and some of the artists visiting. And it inspired him to paint more. And then look where he is now. I mean, he's a fabulous painter. We asked him to be our featured artist for the Aspen Plein Air. He's attending the Telluride Plein Air this year as well as the Aspen Plein Air. And he's been very successful. We just love him and we love his work.
Great. Okay, so that's Wayne McKenzie. And you can link to all of the artists' websites and find out about the artists through SheridanOperaHouse.com. And also go to the events, find out about the Telluride Plein Air Festival and the Aspen Plein Air Festival. Ronnie, do you have anything you'd like to add?
You know, something just came to mind. These artists come and pick, like I said before, funky vehicles or unique buildings or history of Telluride. And one of the things that has been painted quite a bit, I must say, has been baked in Telluride. Our beloved bakery that burned down this year, we're very sad about that. And so one thing we did do was we researched in the past 7 years all the paintings of baked in Telluride through our plein air artists. And we came up with quite a few. However, we only have about four or five, you know, professionally photographed images. And we're going to make prints out of those baked in Telluride images, and we're going to have them on display and for sale as prints in memory of our baked in Telluride this year during our Telluride plein air.
That's a great idea. And also, you know, what a funky building with so much character.
It really did. It's really sad.
And no wonder it served as such inspiration for
Well, the
so
color,
many
the bright orange, it was in so many, and the alley scenes. Alley scenes are very popular here in Telluride.
I think it's also important to say that in Telluride, in any event, the artists, most of the artists are hosted.
Yes, they're hosted by locals. We advertise and make quite a few telephone calls and ask locals if they would like to host an artist. They don't have to entertain them. They don't have to provide them meals. They just have to provide them a bedroom with a bath where they can stay. You know, artists are, as they say, starving artists, and it helps them, you know, come to the show and attend these shows when they have hosted lodging. It's worked very well. This is in Aspen. We don't know quite as many of the second homeowners and the locals, so we're hoping by next year to have hosted lodging in Aspen as well. So if anybody is interested in hosting an artist, in return they leave a small token of appreciation for their host, a small painting, which is very, very nice.
That is a treasure. And I think it's also important to say that the whole plein air movement, if you will, well, it was started by the Impressionists well over a century ago, but it is gaining momentum here in the country, especially in terms of festivals.
Yes, it is. I believe even 7 years ago when I did research on plein air festivals, there were only a handful, and most of them were on the West Coast. And now they've expanded from coast to coast, quite a few up northwest in Oregon. Santa Fe has plein air festival, back east in Maine, New Hampshire, quite a few. And we have a Rocky Mountain Plein Air Association, and they host a few plein air events on the Front Range as well.
Okay. And certainly the Telluride Plein Air Festival is one of the most, the best, one of the best known in the country.
Well, I'd like to think that.
Has a fine reputation.
I think we do have a great reputation. A lot of our returning artists have attended quite a few other plein airs have always complimented the Sheridan Arts Foundation. We work really hard to please our artists and put on a quality event.
And I'm sure that Aspen Plein Air will be right up there with the event we have here in Telluride. For all information, go to SheridanOperaHouse.com. Ronnie, thank you so much for being a guest on Travel Fun.
Well, thank you for having me.
And I am going to be blogging about the Sheridan Opera House and also the Telluride Plein Air Festival and Aspen Plein Air Festival. And I will have some beautiful images up of some plein air paintings as well. And you can find that at BonjourColorado.com. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank
Ronnie,
you.
Take care. Best of luck with both festivals
well, thank
this
you.
Year. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on, fly with me, we'll float down in the blue. Fly with me, float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Fly with me, we'll take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so very near. You might even hear a gang of angels cheer just because we're together. Weather-wise is such a cuckoo day. You
just say those words, we'll whip those birds down to Acapulco Bay.